ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये.
We're continuing our reading with of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're now on Canto 7, Chapter 1. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone, and we'll take it up at texts 4 through 5. Thank you very much, Ganga Mataji. Hare Krishna. Shri Rishi Ruvacha Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja Harish Charitam Adbhutam Yad Bhagavata Mahatmyam Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam Giyate paramam punyam Rishibir naradadibi Natva krishnaya munaye Katayishe hare katam Shri Rishi Uvacha. The sage Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Ganga? Sadhu? Excellent. Prashnam? Inquiry? Maharaja? O great king? Hare, of the Supreme Lord Hari. Charitam, activities. Adbhutam, wonderful. Yet, from which? Bhagavata. Of the Lord's devotee Prahlad. Mahatmyam, the glories. Bhagavad Bhakti, devotion to the Lord. Vardhanam, increasing. Giyate is sung. Paramam, foremost. Punyam, pious. Rishibhi, by the sages. Narada Adibi, headed by Sri Narada Muni. Natva, after offering obeisances. Krishnaya, to Krishna, Dvaipayana Vyas. Munaye, the great sage. Katayishye,
I shall narrate. Hare of Hari. Katam, the topics. Translation. The great sage Shukadev Goswami said, "My dear king, you have put before me an excellent question. Discourses concerning the activities of the Lord, in which the glories of his devotees are also found, are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narada always speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam, because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadev and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of Lord Hari." Purport. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami offers his respectful obeisances, Krishnaya Munaye, which means to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukadeva Goswami's spiritual master is his father, Vyasadeva, and therefore he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, and then begins describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Jnanatimanandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa karahmayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindopyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Here again, we receive the benefit of hearing the words of Sri Shukadev Goswami. He is a great liberated soul. He was liberated from the time that he was in the womb of his mother. In fact, he wouldn't come out of the womb because he didn't want to become entangled in the material world. Krishna personally came to tell him it's okay for you to come out. And when he did come out of his mother's womb, he left home immediately. Yam pravajantam anupetam bapeta kritam dvaipayano viraha kartara ajuhava putreti tadmatayataya taravo binayadus tamsarva bhuta hridayam munim anatosmi. The Bhagavatam describes how Srila Vyasadeva, his father, ran after him and called out, "Please come back." But Shukadev was so detached, he didn't even respond. Normally, there are some formalities that one would undergo as a young boy in a family. But he didn't care for those. And Bhagavatam says that the only sound was the echo of the voice of Srila Vyasadeva coming back. So he was saying, "Oh, my son, please come back." But actually, that echo was the sound of the trees also feeling separation from Shukadev, saying, so when Shukadev Goswami went to the forest, Srila Vyasadev sent some of his students to the forest to recite verses from the Bhagavatam. And although Shukadev Goswami was a liberated soul, he was attracted to the sound of the Bhagavatam. Which proves that the Srimad Bhagavatam is not a part of the three modes of material nature. So he came back to study the Srimad Bhagavatam under his father, Srila Vyasadeva. And later, he came out to the world to teach Srimad Bhagavatam. And he met Maharaj Parikshit, who was just about to die.
And Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami. So this is a highly relevant issue for every living entity. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam is important for all living entities. Because everyone's about to die. So, here Shukadeva Goswami is praising the question of the king. And he says that these kinds of questions start the course of Krishna Katha. This brings happiness to the devotees. Because by hearing and speaking Krishna Katha, one purifies one's heart. Shrinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hrityantaksto hibhadrani vitunoti suritsitam. Lord Sri Krishna is in the heart. And when he notices the devotees speaking about him, he helps to purify their hearts. Not only that, he becomes attracted to the sound of the Bhagavatam as well. The second verse of Bhagavatam says, Sadya hridya vrudyate tara kritibhi shushu shubhish takshana. That when Krishna hears the devotees speaking Bhagavatam, he stays in their heart forever. Because the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna and his relationship with his dearest devotees. Therefore, even Krishna is attached to hearing these topics. So this is the sure way to make advancement in spiritual life. One can make an arrangement within one's schedule. To sit with some devotees. And to read aloud the Srila Prabhupada's books. And by doing that and having some discussion, not only will all the devotees feel involved, feel satisfied, but they'll also become full of knowledge. And they'll also come to the highest stage of Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Pravishta karna randrena swanam pavam saroruham tunoti sab shamalam krishna salilasya yata sharat. That by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one establishes one's relationship, original relationship with Krishna within the heart. in the autumn season in India, the rain that comes purifies the lakes and rivers. They all become clear because of the rain. So salilasyata sharat. Sharat means the autumn season. And so, in the same way that when the rain comes, it purifies all the lakes and rivers.
The
Bhagavatam discussion purifies the whole world. And also, it says in the translation that this kind of Krishna Katha counteracts the miseries of the materialistic way of life. My miseries are created by a misunderstanding. The misunderstanding is that I think I am this body. And I relate to everything and everyone who's in relationship with this body as mine. But this is a big mistake. Because this body is not me. Asango kyayam purushaha. I have nothing to do with this body or the material world altogether. In America, there's a saying that it says, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's, you can't follow me because it's a saying. It's poetical. It doesn't make sense in a normal way. But the saying is that there's a dog. And there's two trees. See, dogs are used for hunting. Hunters use them to scare birds, so the bird will fly up and the hunter can shoot at the bird. So in this case, when the dog finds the bird, he'll begin making some sounds, he'll bark. And that tells the hunter where the bird is. And now the dog goes to the wrong tree. He goes to the tree where there's no bird. And he starts barking and running around the tree. No bird. Wrong tree. So when somebody is looking for something in the wrong place, the saying is, you are barking at the wrong tree. And so the living entities in the material world are barking at the wrong tree. By assuming that happiness comes from matter. By thinking by thinking that I am the material body. This is my family. This is my country. This is my baseball team. Rah, 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 go team, go. This is a kind of barking at the wrong tree. But Krishna Katha is going to the right tree. So it's very pleasing when one connects to one's real nature. And the Srimad Bhagavatam immediately connects one to one's real nature. So, Prabhupada mentions in his purport, before one begins these kinds of readings or discussions of about Krishna, one must first offer his or her obeisances to the spiritual master. Because this is the etiquette that we consider ourselves helpless. And dependent on the mercy of the spiritual master. The Vedas say, Yasya Devi para bhaktir yata devi tata garau tasyaite katita hyarta prakashanti mahatmanaha. That is, that only those who have complete faith in the spiritual master and in Krishna, both, can. Is the real understanding of the Vedas revealed. Even Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, all the incarnations of God, when they come to the world, they also take a spiritual master. This is the path of humility. Of placing oneself under guidance. And by this, one gets a direct connection with Krishna. Even though it seems indirect. Because you're not going directly to Krishna, you're going through the spiritual master. So it seems indirect, but it's actually direct. Just like if you go to the mountaintop where they have the telescope that looks out at the stars. And these big telescopes have a very big end, a lens that is this big, maybe bigger. And at the other end, there's a hole or a lens about this big. Lens. So someone may say, I want to look in the big end. But the small end was made for you. It fits your eye.
というのは目を、まあ、あの、こ、あの、あの、フィックスする、固定するためですね。
And if you look through the small end, then you can see everything. So the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that the spiritual master is the local representative of Krishna for the... This is Krishna's system. So that we can see him clearly. So this is why Shukadeva offers obeisances to his spiritual master before speaking Krishna Katha. Lord Chaitanya taught us that one should always remain a fool before one's spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Srila Ishvarapuri. When he was a boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was named Nimai Pandit. He was a fantastic scholar. He could defeat anyone and everyone. He knew everything about grammar, Sanskrit grammar and logic, and he even defeated the great Digvijay Pandit, the greatest scholar of Sanskrit in India. He defeated him easily. So when Nimai Pandit met Srila Ishvarapuri, even before initiation, he was very respectful toward him. And one day, Srila Ishvarapuri asked Nimai Pandit to review a book he had written. Said, please see if there are any mistakes. And Nimai Pandit said, anyone who finds a mistake with a Vaishnava's writing, this is an offense. But Srila Ishvarapuri insisted. He said, no, you please look. So Nimai Pandit went through the book. He came back the next day.
He
said, this is a perfect book. But I found one mistake. He said, the verb you used in this sentence, it should be something else. So Srila Ishvarapuri took the book and went home. And the next day he came back to Nimai Pandit. And he said, actually, you've made a mistake. I did a lot of research and actually I used the right verb. And Nimai Pandit, who's Krishna himself, was very happy to be defeated by his future spiritual master. Later, after he was initiated, he explained to Prakashananda Saraswati that he didn't study the Vedanta very exhaustively.
Vedanta に関して、とても詳しく学んだわけではなくて
And the reason he gave was, he said, my spiritual master said I'm a fool. He said, you should, my spiritual master told me, just chant Hare Krishna. So you'll find this mood of the Vaishnavas, how they worship their spiritual master. And then Prabhupada writes, whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. This is the true sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Jiva Goswami says, if you want to understand your level of advancement in Krishna consciousness, it's very easy to calculate. Your eagerness to hear Krishna Katha, is exactly indicates the level of advancement you're at. So one should develop a taste for hearing. And to do that, one should regularly come together with the devotees. And read aloud the contents of Srila Prabhupada's books. And then have discussion. And one, those who do this will notice that they're feeling satisfied. And they'll become addicted to the process. Many years ago, I noticed that Srila Prabhupada had written a lot of books. If you look at all of them together, it looks like too many books to read. So I thought, how is it possible to regularly read all these books? I only received one direct instruction from Srila Prabhupada. He told me personally, you must read my books. I was distributing books. And I met Prabhupada in San Francisco in 1973. In a darshan. And Prabhupada said, when he heard that I and other devotees were distributing books, he said, you must also read my books. He said, I've not written them just for selling. He said, I wrote them for you to read, to become pure devotees, and to go back to Godhead. So although I was always reading Prabhupada's books, I wasn't sure when I finished one or started another because there's so many and you can get sidetracked. And I was thinking, I would like to have a way in which I could regularly read all of the books, finish them, and know that I finished them all. And then one day I heard a talk by Brian Tracy. And he said, if you have a big task that looks very difficult to do, find out a way to break it into small pieces and do a little bit every day. So then, after I heard that, I looked at Prabhupada's books and I thought, well, I could do that with Prabhupada's books. So I asked one devotee to help me count all the pages in Prabhupada's books. And then we made a little chart that shows each one of Prabhupada's books and how many pages were in each one. And then it made a list of time periods. One month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And I was very interested to see how many pages I would have to read every day in order to finish each one of Prabhupada's books. So I had a desire to read the whole Bhagavatam in 1 year. And through my chart, I could understand that I had to read 41 pages every day.
41.
And now with that clear number in mind, I could easily keep track of how I was doing. And it worked, so I finished the whole Bhagavatam in about 5 days under 1 year.
5 days in under 1 year?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't follow you.
So I did it. I finished the Bhagavatam in 1 year, minus 5 days. So then I started on the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita and all the other books and just follow the chart. And then it became an occupation. My main occupation during the day is to finish my pages. And Prabhupada writes here in the last line of this purport. He says, hearing Krishna Katha is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Of course, I'm not a Krishna conscious person. But at least I've made it my occupation to read. So I made a little chart and I handed it out to many people so they could also take advantage.
And I called the system Be a Sage, page by page. And then I met some very smart devotees, engineers, and I said, could you make an app? So now if you go to the App Store, you can download our app called Be a Sage Page either for iPhone or for Android.
And
there you'll find a little wheel that has all the Prabhupada's books on it. And two other little wheels so you can pick how quickly you'd like to read each one of the books. Did you get it? And it tells you how... You got it? And it tells you how many pages a day you have to read, what your target is. You got it? And it also sends reminders every day to finish your pages. And also, you can, if you don't want to carry a book around with you, you can click right on the app and it'll take you to the book, each one of the books. And we're building many other features into this app. So now we'll take some reflections or questions. Hare Krishna.
His comment is when Prabhupada departed this material world, he told devotee about main point is always we have to talk about Krishna Katha. And today this according to this class, he feel very about it, very remind him very well about that.
Yes, Vanchatita Prabhu feels happy when he's speaking Krishna Katha. So he must be happy all the time. Because he's always speaking from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, one of the last instructions he gave personally before he left the world. From his room in Vrindavan Dham. He said, all of you go on discussing Srimad Bhagavatam together. And he said, then everything will become clear. I've had this experience. Just the last month I was in Vrindavan. And we made a schedule to read Bhagavatam 5 hours a day. Our goal for Kartik was to finish the whole third canto. But we finished the third canto and then we started on the fourth canto.
But we had to read more and take less time for breaks. So we had to increase from 5 hours to 6.5 hours a day. And there are many young devotees there who are also listening. And the more we increased, the more they were eager to hear. And I could see that everyone was becoming happy. And when we finished the third and fourth canto, this hearing marathon, all the devotees felt as if their lives had changed. So it's a simple formula to organize your life around the principle of hearing Krishna Katha. Other reflections or questions? Hi.
Her comment is, she deeply actually feeling that if every day, step by step, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and she can develop her spiritual life step by step. She very feeling.
Yes. And you don't have to read 5 hours a day.
Excuse me?
It's not that you have to read 5 hours a day to be successful. You don't have to read 5 hours a day to be successful.
Okay.
But if you're consistent and every day you hear something, then you'll notice the effect. Any other questions or comments? Thomas? Bhakti Thomas? So this is Thomas checking in from the internet. Simple formula. Organize your life around hearing Krishna Katha. It's an important point. It's practical. Because if you don't organize around this principle, then by default you'll do many other things besides hearing and chanting. Because the very rare 24 hours that you get in one day will be very quickly used up by other demands. Unless you have a clear framework within which to hear Krishna Katha. Then your time will be stolen by others. One thing that's helped me is I have a sign that says, do not disturb. When it's time to hear Krishna Katha, you can put one on the door so nobody can come in.
And then you have to have a subtle sign on your mind. You have to put another one that says, do not disturb. This means organizing around this principle. Anything else? Yes? Barking up the wrong tree. The dog looks very ridiculous because there's no bird and he's going, wow, 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 wow. So the whole civilization that we live in is barking up the wrong tree. They're writing millions of books, they're writing every day tens of thousands of newspapers. Their radio shows. Television shows, government meetings, corporate meetings, self-help meetings, and all of them are in the category of barking up the wrong tree. Because they miss the basic principle of life that we are actually part of Krishna. So don't bark up the wrong tree. It looks really stupid. Yeah, it sounds as if what you just said was from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He told him that. Yeah, so there's a similar story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Sanatana Goswami tells about the poor man and the astrologer. And the poor man meets the astrologer. And the astrologer tells him that you're not actually poor because your father was rich. He died and left you his money. And he tells that it's buried nearby in your backyard. But then he said it's important how you dig for it.
How you dig for?
The way that you dig up the treasure that's in your yard.
It, only by bhakti can you dig it up in the right way. Panchatita, where's your reference in the Bhagavatam? Well, you have to bring me the reference. I said he has to give me the reference. Later he has to.
Yes,
if I can. I can.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, I wanted to comment in yesterday's class about this one class.
私は足が悪くなって歩けなくなったんですけど、その時に、
はい、ちょっと待ってくださいね。Actually, she had some accident about her leg, and she couldn't walk. And then,
その時に、片足のないバクティラガラスワミも、車椅子に乗っているジャイバタカスワミも世界中で取り組みされているので私もそのように頑張ろうと思ったんですけれども
そしてね、she can understand Bhakti Rao Maharaj, he has no one left or ジャイバタカスワミ he cannot walk but actually they are both very pretty worldly and then she feelAnd then, what she feel?
はい、どうぞ。ところが、足が悪いので、もういろんなことができなくて、ちょっと気にも留めてなかったことがいろいろできなくて、落ち込んだんですけれども。
Because, actually, she got accident from something in her legs, and she can't do what before, what she could do is she can't do right now. She feel very depressed.
あの昨日のクラスを聞いて諦めてはいけないという動画だったので大変力づけられました。
But yesterday she heard about class, never give up, don't give up. So she's very encouraged about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We'll go through different phases of life and there will be various challenges.But there's always a way to stay connected to Krishna Katha and some service. And sometimes those, when we have some limitation, we can realize that even more.When I was in the UK about 5 years ago, there was a devotee there who's deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb.
Can't speak, can't hear.
Oh, I heard this. 私が5年前ですね、UK ですね、イギリスで会った時にですね、一人の受験者が耳が聞こえなくなってしまったわけですが。
And he was very enthusiastic. He asked me, could you please take me on book distribution? Show me how to distribute books. And on the first day, he distributed more books than anybody. So someone might think that that's a limitation.
But there's always a way to rise above limitations. By taking shelter of Krishna. Gopremanande Haribo. It's been a short visit, but it feels like we made best use of the time. Special thanks to Ananta Gauranga Prabhu for taking so much time out of his busy schedule to. He was doing so many things, practically he didn't get a chance to sleep for the last few days. And to all the devotees who cook for me and took care of me in such a nice way, I thank you very much. Jayashri, Sachisuno, and I'm sorry, and Ujjvala Mataji, Krishna Avatara. Anyway, there's so many to name that. So please keep up the great work here in Japan. Keep the transcendental vibration going. And please show compassion to the Japanese people by distributing transcendental books. And I pray that Michi-san can become a great success in devotional service. Krishna sent you here. And all the devotees can extend themselves to please help him to make advancement in devotional service. Gopremanande Haribo. Vanchakalpada Rusha Kripa Sindhabeva Japati Tanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nantakodi Vaishnavindi Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ganga Mataji, thank you for your translation. It's really good.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Finish. Hare Krishna.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.